Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you know this or not, but CDC is reporting a flu activity, this research of epidemic proportions, or at least getting to the edge of it there. And you're hearing some bronchial things going on, and seeing things that people are taking a long time for them to be able to shake. But I want you to watch this from CDC, and we're going to talk about it and show you some maps.
That flu shot you got might not be as effective as it could be.
What they're finding is that in the predominant virus, at least early on, it has drifted or become different from what they had predicted. So while the vaccine will offer some coverage, that coverage is going to be limited.
That strain, H3N2, is the most common strain of the flu virus circulating right now in the U.S.
This virus, the H3N2, is associated with more hospitalizations and more deaths and more severe flu.
So what's that have to do with your flu shot?
So there's a panel of experts that tries to guess in advance which viruses are going to circulate in the United States this flu season. They make their best predictions, and then the drug companies produce the vaccine based on those.
This year's vaccine isn't a great match for the strains that are circulating, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't get your flu shot.
Get your vaccination if you haven't. If you do get the flu, within 2 days, ask your doctor about the antiviral drugs like Tamiflu. Antivirals can reduce the severity of the course of your flu, and they can shorten it. They're a good second line defense.
So we're looking at, you know, that you have to guess what's going to be coming. And prophetically, if you've been listening to the prophetic, you know, words, is that you're not going to be able to guess what's going to be happening next, because so many things are taking place out of the ordinary. That's never happened before. We've never flooded on top of a mountain before. I mean, all these different things that are taking place. And you can see this map right here. This is a map that's put out, I believe, by CDC, or at least ILINET. And it's about the influenza-like illness that's going on. And notice that down at the southeastern United States, you're looking at that is where the high levels of it is taking place right there. You get the southeast, the kind of the center line going up to Tennessee and through the center of the United States. And so I encourage you, Puerto Rico, as well as you're seeing this. So what do you do? Well, obviously, you know, you pray. You can see this map. We'll make it available on the VFN Torch for you. Go to your doctor. And we talk about different ways to be able. True love is coughing into your arm and not into the air. Mm-hmm. True love is washing your hands until they're clean, not until you're tired.
Which is 20-something seconds, right?
Yeah. Or they say, you know, say your ABCs or something like that for kids. But you wash, you know, your hands really well. And that's loving folks. Because the biggest way that things are transferred is when people, there's one particular program we had where this one person coughed like on a subway car, and they, no, it was an aircraft. And when they coughed, it literally covered that entire people. They sneezed, and it covered all the people within, I don't know, 25, 30 seats back and front, all the way to the side. But you think about it. I was at a traffic light before. Have you never been at a traffic light and your window's down on the car, and all of a sudden you're smelling cigarette smoke, and you're like, "Where in the world?" And you look like 10 cars up, and I'm like, "I'm smelling this guy's breath from 10 cars up." And you, that what that means though, his breath was back there, and I was breathing his breath. Mm-hmm. That's what that means. That's how things are. And it's like, so if we really, you know, care about folks, the ones around us. If you're a caretaker of children, you have young children in your home, you care for the elderly, go get your flu shot, because you're making them vulnerable, because they're the ones that really struggle with these things, you know, being too young or too old. And we can fight our way through it, but we could hurt a lot of people by not taking care of ourselves. And secondly, you know, encourage them to get their shots as well. Of course, what they're saying on this report, according to CDC, is they didn't get it right, you know, fully right. But they did get some. It is stopping some things. And you can go to your local stores. I mean, there's like Publix and
Walgreens
and CVS and What are all the stores up in Jersey and all those different areas?
Dwayne Reed.
In Colorado, Texas, there's all kinds of places. They just go, you just run in there and get you a little shot and get it over with.
Well, it's interesting. I never heard this medication before. The video just showed us that it was Tamiflu.
Oh, yes.
So if you get your
go ahead.
Tamiflu, if you get a flu shot and you get sick 2 days afterwards, you can ask the doctor to give you the Tamiflu. I look shocked because you didn't recommend it for me when I was...
I forgot to tell you about that.
Okay.
Did you get a shot?
Did you see that?
I didn't know you got a shot. You got a shot?
I was sick. And yeah. You could have recommended a Tamiflu. It's
building your antibodies up.
Oh.
Well, Tamiflu, yeah, if you get it within 2 days of being diagnosed with or catching it, you take that and it begins to lessen the effects of that, John.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Reports are I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you that.
Yeah, more Steve didn't know either, so don't feel bad.
Oh, my goodness. He didn't know?
No.
Well, he don't have a mic, so he can't talk about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.